to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in beautiful Sparks, Nevada, and continuing to work without a net or a clue, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me are my good friends Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and all the guys from The Gunner's Daughter. Thank you for joining us this week on
Motherfucker!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
A little bit early.
Missed the mark.
Yeah. It's funny because when you say something about it, then I can't fix it. I have to leave it as it is.
No, that's good. That's all right. Like I said, working without a net or a clue, because that's how I go professional. I guess that's more amateur.
Warts and all, man.
Amateur.
Hardcore amateur podcasting. Yeah. So, hey, let's welcome our guest, the Gunner's Daughter.
Hey, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you.
Howdy.
Thank you.
We've got Tyson. Say hi.
Hello.
And Scott.
Hello.
And
Jake, the bass player.
I almost said Jason.
The bass player.
That's all right.
Yeah, you're just the bass player.
You
know, I'm just here to play bass and talk.
If he had a little long, if his hair was a little longer, he could have been a Jason, probably.
Everybody sure. likes my name. I got a good name, though.
You got a great
Jake's
name.
Jake's a good name.
Jacob. Yeah.
It's tough
Owen.
As shit.
Jacob Owen.
It's that's either right. tough as
I'm
shit
a Rory
or kind
Owen.
Of gay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Owen. I like it. Never have enough
good
Owens.
Man. Yeah. Good man. So it's good to be back. It's been a long, hectic week. Yeah. I am currently, well, by the time you hear this, I will have completed my studies for my my master's degree.
Nice.
So, I am right now, though, I am 24 hours away from turning in a paper I could have written a week ago. But,
congratulations.
You know.
What are you getting your degree? Old
habits die hard.
Right.
Higher education, student services.
Interesting.
And I currently have a job in public relations with a local startup research lab.
Sounds so like
they really
get your shit together, Rory.
Yeah, no, the degree and the job just go hand in hand. Let me tell you,
it's gnarly though. It's better than nothing.
Intense. No, I'm not complaining. Absolutely.
So you got that sleepy look in your eye too. You've been working hard, man.
A lot of coffee. A lot of coffee.
Sounds like a lot of homework and shit.
Yes,
which is a total nightmare.
Yeah, no. In a 10-week period, easily, I'd crank out like 120 pages.
It's totally insane.
Jesus.
Every 10 weeks for the last 2.5 years. Different wow. class. Yeah.
See, I just don't have the discipline for that.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, I started out as a stay-at-home dad.
Did you really? That's
nice.
What I do.
Yeah. Well, I kind of got bored.
No, I am a single dad, not a stay-at-home dad. I don't stay at home.
Stay-at-home sometimes.
My wife was out slaying the dragon. I was keeping the castle, and our kid was pretty small at the time. And
oh, awesome.
I was a little bored, so I said, yeah, I'll go back to college. And I went and got myself an online degree. And I studied my ass off, and it got harder because that little one got more difficult to wrangle every day.
Totally,
and,
yeah, I know that.
I mean, on one hand, she'd get more independent, but on the other hand, well, she needed a lot more personal attention.
Totally, I don't know how someone does.
My name is Riku.
Yeah, now she can do that. Yeah,
you know, Scott here.
What else can you say, honey?
I lost a shoe.
What? that was an abstract one.
Hey, honey, what do you know about Jesus?
Oh, where is her fun thing about Jesus?
Oh,
damn it.
Oh,
I know.
Loser.
I suck. Jesus, how could I just fuck that up like that? Oh, here she is.
Jesus died for your sins.
Nice.
He's a little bit high.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Okay.
How old is your daughter?
Yes, that's my daughter. She's five.
Five. My daughter's almost five. She doesn't say anything like that.
She's
might a princess.
Have, yeah, we might have tricked her into saying certain phrases at different points in time.
That's good.
Maybe.
Now can I say princess names?
There you go,
princess. There you go, Riku.
Princesses are pretty.
That's more what I'm used to.
That's awesome.
So
the school weeks are, it's almost all over. Then what are you going to do?
Dude, probably play a lot of video games at night. and really get aggressive up marketing this show.
Cool, man.
Take it to the new level.
take it to another level. Yeah. I feel like the
I'll put Facebook posts up twice a week.
The last episode we had, a lot of people were buzzing.
Yeah, hey, that's Facebook good. Nick, that's for you. And this is for all you new listeners. Thank you all for joining us. We've had a bunch of new hits on the website, people downloading us. So welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate all eight of you.
Yeah, it doubled, right?
Yeah, no, we totally doubled. We now have a whole viewership of listenership of eight. I think they live probably within 10 feet of this house.
No. Yeah,
probably.
Those guys too.
With our broadcast antenna, that's all it reaches.
Yes.
We had a legend like Tom Gordon here, and
nothing happened.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, did you enjoy it? I mean, it was long as hell, dude.
I listened to all of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, and it was a lot of fun to have Tom in here.
Totally. He's a natural in here.
I want to have him in here again in like 6 months for another 3 hours. But
totally.
I need the 6 months to, you know,
recover,
yeah. Synthesize all the information.
Hey, here's what I don't get. I've been wondering all day hearing you guys mention that show, but who the fuck's Tom Gordon?
Nice.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, you'd have
I just don't know,
idea.
Though. I just don't know who
he
that
used
is.
To record at Granny's in the 90s.
Oh.
And
yeah,
now
he's
he has his own
he's a big-time recording
now.
Engineer. Okay. But from here, lives here, is part of community
sweetest
business
man
here.
You ever meet, too.
Just,
he's just yeah, really nice.
I never recorded at Granny's in the 80s.
90s.
I didn't have a cock rock band back then.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, there was.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Coming out strong.
What? Oh, Jesus. No, I'm just saying.
Boys
wait, was it the cock rock that was wrong? Was it wrong of me to say cock?
No, cock rock's fine.
Cock rock, yeah, no, you can say whatever you want.
Hair rock, butt rock,
butt
it's
rock.
All, you know.
No, but literally, I didn't mean anything towards the man, because obviously he's cool, or I just never heard of him, so I was just making,
fair
making
enough.
A joke, that's all.
Bad jokes are what we're all about, hey.
What's that, guys?
Don't tell me that, dude. Oh,
Lord. Scott,
yeah, if you want to know, listen to the last episode.
Yeah, check out the last show.
I will. I definitely will.
Stuff he did. But
speaking of stuff he did, let me tell you about stuff I did.
Nice.
I want
to talk.
Oh,
is it your turn to share?
Tom, it's all about Nick.
Right.
That was really smooth. Let me give you a little segue music for that.
Man. Just like that.
That's brought to you by Felix Plansky also.
Check your pinky link.
Anywho, took the wife on Friday to, well, she took me. She got free tickets to a comedy show at the Underground across the street from my house at the Pioneer. So we went to that. That was kind of neat. And then I won some tickets, so next week I'm going to go there too on Friday. Just to do something different than go to the bar all the time. Except for this Friday is going to be your spelling bee, huh?
It's going to be the lovely Cheyenne Spelling Bee, because I'm going to be out at a doings.
Right.
I will be out.
I didn't mean to skip ahead, but
it's all right.
Went hand in hand.
But yeah, no, check out the Dirty Spelling Bee. It may be the last Dirty Spelling Bee.
Over at Jub Jub's?
Yeah, because I think next month we're going to do Dirty Jeopardy.
And that's
that's a huge tease, like a month away, so
yeah,
let's ignore that.
Yeah, we'll talk again about that when... We say goodbye, but also let me think.
Well-oiled machine,
the big,
guys.
The big thing this week is that I did not get the part in a play, and I did get a call back or nothing from GLM.
Oh, they didn't even call you to tell you you fail?
No.
Oh.
So I thought what I'd do is come in and share the Bruca season catalog with you guys.
I got that in the mail today.
Because they got a bunch of plays coming up.
Should we shit talk them since they dissed you?
No. Absolutely not, because they might still call. They might still call later, and then I'll feel like a dick. But instead, I'm giving you a Bruca's season. I'm gonna give it a little Bruca advertisement here. But they got
what up, Bruca?
First play coming up in October on the 14th through looks like November 12th. The 39 Steps, and I don't know what that's about. It
it's
says
got
it's,
like a really long AA program.
Super long.
A really long one. But a guy who just couldn't do it.
Yeah. It says Hitchcock meets hilarious, so that should be good. And then I'll just run through the other things they got going on. Let's see. It Can't Happen Here. That's that's tonight, so that doesn't really matter.
That's a reading.
14th Annual Freakers Ball on the 29th.
Always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Always fun.
What the hell does that even mean, a Freakers Ball? What happens there?
It's a crazy costume party in the basement of a theater.
Sex orgy!
Freaks.
Interesting. Interesting.
Sex orgy. And then A Christmas Carol is, you know, the timeless Christmas classic. Right?
It's not timeless. It has a beginning.
Right. It's directed by Mike Grimm, too. I like
nice.
Mike.
Nice. Yeah, Mike Grimm's awesome. He's a good guy. He's a good director, too.
What a, well, you know what? I'll share those two and then some more next time. Because that was fun, wasn't that, fellas?
you really sounded NPR right there. That was like the NPR arts calendar, dude. That's totally what that
to the
was.
Table, you know?
You know, yeah, no, thank you.
Like, other than that, you know?
We like to be inclusive of all art around town.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about
well,
cause it.
Well, I have something else like, in a similar vein, but I was going to save that for like the end of the show when we normally do that kind of thing.
What's coming up? Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
You're a loser.
I know. I'm all discombobulated because I had a beer and a coffee.
See, like one of the things we could talk about something that's already happened is to give a big shout out to Reno Tahoe tonight and their write-up of us.
Right.
You can get print copies all around town at various drinking establishments and eateries. Reno Tahoe Tonight, it's a great magazine about events and culture here in Reno. They also have an online edition, and they got a two-page spread on us. So check it out, because Oliver X and Layla James wrote it up for
very
us.
Nice.
Layla James.
Yeah.
Very nice picture of you.
I think she is the prettiest person in the world.
Very nice picture of you,
it might
Roy.
Be an exaggeration.
Well, she did the article for us.
She's awesome. No, and that is a great picture of me. Thank you for mentioning.
So, I was noticing your vest today, man. It's very snazzy.
Thank you, sir.
Who was I talking to before the show? And there's like, I don't know if I've ever met that guy. And I was like, you know, bow tie, vest, kind of looks queer, glasses. And then you walk in the door. Like,
hey, oh, it's you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. How about
you,
Rick?
Sleep.
What was your week like?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys actually started the final. I've been putting it off so long. The 10th is my deadline to get the mix done for the double CD that we are putting out of the live stuff that happened in the backyard.
Oh,
nice. Oh.
So the big live show double CD that will be released here
at our
CD release party.
So that was only like, a four-month turnaround?
Yeah, oh, dude, and I'm barely going to get it done.
Way better than the first time.
I waited to, seriously, what was that, like a year?
Yeah.
It took me, going to jail and getting sober to get that one done. This time I didn't have to go to jail. It was a lot easier. I got all the songs chopped out and now I'm starting to piece them all together but there's so much music. It's almost 140 minutes of music.
Sorry.
Was interesting, you ass.
That
slipped.
Was inappropriate.
My fingers slipped.
Fuck you! Fucking your mother!
I have to go to my other thing to get the good.
I love what Tom said. Wow, is that the sound of the air between in the cavernous space between your ears. I'm going to think of that every time now. So that's exciting for me. And aside from that, recording. God, I did three different bands this past week, and Greg Risman is getting an album together, and another lovely woman named Linda Young, and then the present CD . And the podcast, Jesus, I haven't had time to take a shit or jack off in like a week. It's been nice. I'm holding all that in.
It's going to be a good one.
Pent up.
Jump in a river of snot.
You could just do both at the same time or leave yourself when you come, you could shit your pants.
And that would be exciting.
Just a double
that.
Nose
you're
starts
into
bleeding.
That.
Yeah. No one should be around for that, but who knows? Imagine the relief.
Or somebody very special should be around for that.
Real special.
Really nice friend.
Let's turn the focus here to our lovely and talented
Absolutely.
Guests.
Absolutely.
The band.
They've been nominated as this year's finest fashion band in town.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a knock on how we look?
No, you guys are fantastic dressers. You're wearing clothes. That is an improvement over some previous guests.
Is that right?
Well, it was summertime. Might have had something to do with
it. That's true. Sure. Yeah. We did have shirts off in here one time. It was like a sauna.
But it stunk a little bit.
It's like
bit.
A sweat lodge.
Oh, a little bit. Jesus,
you know what that's right. Like.
I stink with a shirt on.
Why are you using the past tense there? It's
That's all right. We call our band shit.
I used to live in this room.
That's right.
I remember that, dude.
It smells like ferrets.
No, but when Loring's in there by himself, just all hacking it up one day, we were listening to him in there, and he was just like a... Well, he's more like a bear, but for some reason, because we thought about just sweaty places, ferret came to mind as a as an animal that would live in there, not the bear that was Scott, sure. But because Scott is a bear, not a ferret. Let's make that totally clear.
Scott, I don't have a tail.
Nobody wants to be a fucking ferret, dude. It's
yeah. They do different things than bears.
They go different places too.
Hey, you're picking up what I'm putting down. You get your own ding.
All right.
So, welcome. What's up? The Gunner's Daughter. I have to say, I've seen you guys live. I like your show.
Did you?
Yes. Like, I think the first or second time you guys played, maybe Jub Jubs?
Hopefully the second time.
I don't remember.
We only played twice.
I was drinking.
Really? Me too.
Yes. but I love the name, but I don't get it.
Well,
I hate to ask stupid questions like that, but it is something I've been really curious about, unlike... Most band names, I don't give a damn what's behind it. But
so, where did you come up with the name Pet Shop Boys?
The name's I was watching Mutiny on the Bounty with Anthony Hopkins, and there's a point there where he
inspired my first tattoo.
Sorry?
The movie inspired my first tattoo.
No, he's sorry about your tattoo.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Yeah, it was on the back of somebody's hand, one of the guys who went native.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Almost thought maybe you had a picture of Anthony Hopkins.
Mel Gibson shirtless. Yeah, neat, Mr. Christian.
Totally. Jesus. No, but he yells at him one day and says it's like for punishment for mutiny or something, he's going to make him kiss the gunner's daughter, which I assume means he's going to bend him over a cannon and flog him, right?
Yes.
So I just kind of liked the word gunner's daughter because I thought it sounded rock and rolling and sort of androgynous. You know what I mean?
I dig it. Dude. I dig it. That even gets a little bit of applause. I like it. It's got style.
Bravo. Yes.
Definitely. All right, you can stop now.
So I know that a little bit of your origin, too, because Jake and Tyson were in Mike Tyson and Jake, which was after Mike Tyson and Tommy, right?
Right.
It was actually Mike Tyson 90, and Tommy, and it was Mike Tyson and Tommy and Jake. That's right. And I don't think either one of those bands were punk rock bands. They were just rock and roll bands, a little fast, though.
Yeah, fast rock and roll.
But definitely not like,
Dirty Steve or something.
Yeah, it wasn't like that at all. I thought it was something wholly different and just kind of raw, like Violent Femmes with like a big dick. Nah. Like little dick.
Yeah. You guys had a big dick.
It does sound big.
And I got to say, I saw Mike Tyson and Tommy a number of times.
Awesome.
Again, I was drinking.
Yeah, us too.
And it's really my lasting impression was I had a good time.
Good.
Couldn't tell you what it sounded
that's
like.
That's what it's supposed to be, right? It's supposed to be a good time.
So good pedigree. That's a good pedigree for a band. You entertain your audience as well.
You had a few years in between that and The Gunner's Daughter. Were you doing any other projects? Or?
Writing novels.
Nice.
Really?
A couple of novels.
Good ones, too.
Yeah.
What are the names of your books?
Literary fiction. One's called Making Repairs, and one is called Conversations at a Junkyard.
Cool.
And can we get these?
Both of those sound like
can you
gay
get these at
novels.
Local bookstores
really?
Or online anywhere? Throw
no,
a plug.
No, wow. I got an agent who's a dipshit. Like it's not. I don't know. The fucking publishing thing is gnarly, and I really tried to stay away from doing any sort of self-publishing because supposedly it sort of tarnishes any chance you might have for traditional.
Yeah, it's vanity.
So I've never gone that direction. My agent tried for a while, and it's a really good fucking read though. It totally should be published. It's not a piece of shit. It's the real shit. It's really fucking good.
Nice.
Well, any interest. Like publishers that. Out there, contact.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Tyson Vlahovich. V as in Victor Vlahovich.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the name of your books were?
Making Repairs and Conversations at a Junkyard. Email a copy to any fucking person that wants to read it.
I'm almost done with grad school here. I'd love to read something that wasn't a textbook.
It's a pretty short novel. And it's set in Reno. Both of them are set in Reno.
Cool.
Sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
We love that. Yeah. That gets a ding.
In fact, Making Repairs actually goes through and chronicles and describes and gives sort of descriptions, I guess, of different places in Reno and through Sparks and just through the whole sort of area. Anecdotal things that aren't too long or heavy-handed, but they just sort of spice up the story and follow the narrative. But it's It's totally Reno, but it's not. But it's not all. It's not cliche Reno. Like, I don't really give a shit about the casinos or anything like that. And it's not all Renoed out. It's
like
more
most
like
of us.
It's more like Reno is like a regular fucking town, and like just the other shit in Reno besides
the real life that happens.
Sure,
yeah.
And the guy, the protagonist, is a regular fucking human being. He's not artsy or cool or anything like that. He's very regular. So anyway, but not to make the book sound as though the book's regular, because the book's fucking really good. Everybody should fucking read that fucking book.
Tell my wife I said hello.
Is there a way to get it online?
No, but you know what you could do? You could email me at TysonVlahovic@att.net. And if you said, hey, man, send me a copy of that fucker, I'd just send it to you as an attachment. It's about all I can do now. Dude, really.
Hello.
You have to spell that.
V as in Victor, L-A-H-O. Victor I-C-H.
Dude, I never would have guessed.
Vlahovic.
Vlahovic.
That's right.
Just how it
spelled like it sounds.
You made that up.
I swear to God, I didn't.
Okay.
No, but yeah, let's check it out, somebody.
So you wrote the books, and then now you're back into music, or?
Yeah, well, I was doing all sorts of stuff during when I was doing that. I taught myself to play the piano and things like that. I was still like playing music always and everything, but then me and Jake started playing around again and stuff, and we wanted to find it was really difficult to find such a good drummer, because as you get older, I suppose, I'm not that old, I'm 35, but I'm old enough to sort of have a pool, like a sort of smaller, well, and I'm, you know, I don't know. We're lucky to have gotten him, and we got along really well, and the fucking songs are pretty good, and we're really proud of it. We think it's actually quite special, actually.
Rad. Mr. Scott Loring, yes. Yeah. Which is awesome, because I used to play with Scott in a couple bands, if you didn't know.
Three,
one or two you may or may not have heard of.
Yeah, that's true. Swamp Witch, dude. Who hasn't heard of that?
Hella.
Hella.
You got any of that on cassette still?
I don't think we had anything.
We'll play that. No, we'll play that on this show.
Leave no trace with Swamp Witch. No. Leave no trace. Not even a video.
Maybe, so what have you, been up to, video. Scotty, since you're...
Playing with these guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what about prior to playing with these guys? Were you in any other projects or just...
No, not really. It was a long break. Probably like 6 years.
Wow.
About 6 years.
Wow, was
From
it really?
Astronaut?
Yeah, Astronaut was the last thing.
Damn.
Yeah. We'd play occasionally once a year.
I am getting
old. Just like
wasn't that like last
stuff?
Wasn't that just last month that you guys were?
So it's really good to get back in the saddle and play with these guys. They're great. Totally.
Yeah, plus Still. Scott rips.
It does rip.
Yeah. You are, Scott you rips. Are what the kids are calling rippers, I believe.
Fuck yeah, I love the word ripper. We call each other rippers all the time because we are.
Yeah, we overuse that word a little bit.
We have...
fuck it, that word rips.
Too much.
Well, we have a long
That's
show,
rad,
so
dude.
Let's hear some ripping music by the
Gunner
Star.
That's a good idea. So
this
fucking
is going
wreck.
To be a totally live show.
And Nick, that's actually a great segue.
Yeah. All the music today is going to be live right here on the show.
Oh, exclusivo.
Yes.
Exclusivo.
Can only get this here.
For the first time ever. Only the Gunner's Daughter demanded pure rock and roll.
Pure.
So you get the full band
undistilled rock and roll. I am pretty excited about it.
We might distill it a wee bit.
While they're setting up, I want to throw something out.
Cool.
The Reno Zombie Crawl is coming up, and we're doing a little partnership with them. We're going to talk about that a little bit as it comes up. But just so you all know, it's on October 29th. Although that'd be awesome, Zombie Crawl in December.
You can
get information about it at renozombiecrawl.com. There will be a lot of details coming out sometime in this coming week.
Yeah.
So check that out for all the great details about that.
Also, I think the Reno Tahoe Tonight has the whole article, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's
same,
a zombie
the same
right
issue.
On the front.
Yeah.
Scary ass zombie.
Thank you, Nick, for reminding me. All right.
You want to shut the door too?
We got music happening.
Awesome.
So you want to set this up for me?
This song is called Ida.
Is this that song about a spider?
No, because it ain't Ida the spider. It's Ida despite a terrible cold.
Despite her?
Despite a terrible cold.
Ida despite a spider. Thank you. I always thought it was about a spider.
It ain't. It's about an old lady who's so alone. She's probably kind of like a spider.
Come into my web.
Should we just go then?
Yeah, do it.
So Ida, the spider, a terrible cold, endeavored to sever the fear of the old. She watched out and she threw out the face she'd been sold. So Ida, the spider, a terrible cold. She can't go walking through the park, and she's not afraid of the dark. Spider, a fear of the world. She left her apartment with her hair uncurled. She says, mister, that's my sister. My gosh, she looks old. Oh, so Ida, the spider, terrible cold. And she can't get walking through the park, and she's not afraid of the dark. Spider, a terrible cold, endeavored to sever her fear of the old. She washed out and she threw out the things she'd been sold. So Ida, the spider, a terrible cold, and she can't go walking through the park, and she's not afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Gonna let it just ring out, man. Ring it out to the end. Cool. That was bitching.
Very much. Peanut Gallery loves it.
It was weird. I can't hear anything. I can't hear Scott's drums at all.
Isn't it fun being on the show?
I didn't hear him at all. I didn't even know
it'll
what was going on.
It'll all come out in the mix, man.
Good.
It'll all come out in the mix.
Good, good.
And this band awkwardness moment could be sponsored by you. Get a hold of me at ReverendRory.com for sponsorship opportunities.
Where are you at, Lauren?
That, Rory, did we still sponsor a certain bookstore or?
That's kind of fallen by the wayside, mostly due to my own ineptness and too busyness.
Oh, really?
Does Stingray still love us?
Yes.
If you need me to talk to people, I will. I have plenty of time.
Go over there.
Okay.
And say, hey, Zoe. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, did it work out?
Right.
Do you want to sponsor some more, please?
Like Oliver Twist?
No.
What?
Rick's allowed to in the sound room.
Isn't that sad?
He smokes the pipe.
And so I smoke my pipe the whole time. In fact, I think there should be a drinking game where everybody takes a drink every time you hear me light my pipe.
You know, people have been complaining about that.
Are they the...
Yeah, well, okay, and by people, I mean
awesome.
Felix.
Like
every
it.
Time it means a shot, Felix.
I think he just changed his mind right
I
there.
Think you just created a whole new game, Rick.
Good job, Scotty.
Because you know how things are.
Did you guys notice my snare?
To drink.
My snare turned off by itself.
I couldn't hardly hear
what the fuck was that, dude?
My snare turned off, dude.
You better
dial
that in.
This place is fucking
in.
Haunted.
How did
tripped out.
Did you get it back on? Because I couldn't hear jack shit from you, dude.
No.
Maybe the house just doesn't like
it. It turned
you.
Off mid-song?
No, it's not haunted. It's a fucking track house. Track houses aren't on it.
Well, did you give it like
oh, except really? Poltergeist. Jesus, I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just cut out?
Right, there's no basement, but there is a crawl space attic.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, how about I turn the guitar down a little bit, because that will make everything else louder. But then I can't tell what the fuck's going on, because I've got the guitar cabinet in the room with me, so that's right. All I hear.
See, because we can't hardly hear shit, but it's fine. You know, no, but here's okay. Like, we'll get through it, man. It's not
we
not
should know our
seriously,
enough.
When I do a band, I do all this massive, cool monitoring stuff where, like, I can do whatever I want, but the podcast, I kind of don't give a shit.
Right.
Wasn't
oh, yes,
that
you
bad?
Do.
What's that?
No.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the wind.
It was fine.
It was totally fine.
What?
Thank you for letting us do that.
Let me bring the guitar down just a touch.
Do you bring that? Hey, now what are you doing though? Where you're not touching my amp, are you?
Oh, Jesus. No, not that. I would never do that.
Those settings are magical.
I didn't write them down.
So Gunner's daughter, are you? What are you doing?
We need
as
shows.
Well, we don't even know. Like, no one wants to play with us or something.
Yeah.
Really? With your fine melodic tunes?
Yeah.
No, really, I dug that. That was a fine melodic rock tune.
That was
tune.
Fun, dude.
Yeah.
That's like a... I see a music video in my head when I hear that music. It's rad, you know?
Thanks. Cool.
We need to play
it
out.
It takes you somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, we would like somebody to, like... We would like to play a show, but no one's... we don't even know what the fuck.
We'll play with any of yous.
Well, let's throw the plug out there. Band website, a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page, The Gunner's Daughter.
All right. You can check that out. And they do get back to you quickly.
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
Because they have nothing better.
It's like they're just sitting there waiting for you to get in touch with them.
I totally am. So, cut us up.
Yeah, it's really fun for us. We just want to have fun. And, you know...
You know, you guys probably be killer at the Hideout, too. I mean, besides, like, Jubs, you always play Jubs, but, like, the Hideout would be good.
At this point, we would just play
two
someone's
shows.
Fucking garage.
You're playing my house
always
right
twice.
Now.
Well, do you ever, like, call places yourself?
No.
I think what it is, too, though, is that we're just sort of...
That's our problem.
We're just so lazy. We think that we're so awesome that someone should
just
call us.
They're just going to call us.
Get over here and play this Friday
We need
night.
The Gunner's daughter.
We have to have you.
Right.
So maybe we've been waiting around for that.
Yeah.
So people start doing it. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Boulevard Dave's just all... Dude,
right.
Come up to the house,
right.
Man.
Entertain me.
Again. Yeah. No, that was a good party, even though you guys weren't, like, stoked with the sound or whatever.
Which?
What? Over at Boulevard.
Scott's birthday.
That was
the first time we played in front of people ever.
Well, and it's super hard to play when you don't play your own stuff. Like, seriously, like, certain sounds of bands are
your own equipment.
Defined by your own fucking sounding shit. So
sometimes, yeah.
You get somebody else's, and it just sounds... You know, it sounds
different.
You know, yeah, it was like cutting off my balls. So I'm just a free ball with no balls, just a dick. See, but when I have my own shit, I got a big fucking pouch of balls and my dick. So you're asking me to play ballless, and that was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
Too much fucking phallic fucking.
No,
ball?
You're just totally single.
It's totally right on the mark, buddy.
I was married a long time, though.
No, but right, obviously.
Oh. Y'all fuck up.
Oh no, hey, you know, I'm talking. I'm, you know, the happily pussy whipped, you know, house husband here.
Right. Well, that's.
I am getting out to slay dragons though these days. I am. I have picked up the sword and I'm outside of the house more.
You know, if you were
the
really...
daughter's in school, so I have a job.
See, if you were really pussy whipped though, you wouldn't even be able to do this. She would just
true.
Be like, no, you can't do.
True.
I want you to watch fucking American Idol with me, and you wouldn't. And that's
yeah.
What
no,
you
we
you
we each have our own like little separate projects that we both do with Nick.
Yeah, true.
I've got the podcast, and she's in a band with him.
Yeah. Nice.
Awesome.
Candy Shop. We'll play with Gunner's daughter any day.
Yeah?
Yeah, make that show happen.
We
just
play. Candy Shop's a rad name.
So
much fun. Yeah.
We just play adorable, fearless music. Like
adorably fearless music.
Cute. It's all cute. Girls.
Cute singing. Like.
Like really pretty.
Okay.
Harmony.
There you go. Cheyenne won't listen to this.
No, she never listens.
Right. A bit gay, wasn't he?
You are such a princess.
Yeah.
Who is that? Yeah,
I play the drums
in
it too.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really.
Cool.
Nick, and you know.
Horrible.
It's like,
okay. Good.
It's like Bozo Jam goes well. You know? Bozo jams are fun,
Bozo
dude.
Bozo jam.
You know?
Bozo.
Where you mix it up. Yeah.
You gotta mix it up.
Bozo jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the only one, in, like, so that way I can keep playing drums and getting better.
Right.
So, that really simple stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. And I get to play with my wife, too.
Perfect.
But this sexually. Show isn't about
candy
shop.
I
want to
isolate that. I get to play with my wife.
Sexually.
What were we talking about? The Gunner's daughter.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You just brought up a good point. Me and Loring were talking about this the other day, and it's just kind of a funny thing because you play with your wife and stuff. And the funny thing about that is you're just a better man than me for sure, because it would be like hard for me to have a woman and like my woman and do that, because it'd be a weird thing to do. I mean, it seems like it would be hard.
Yeah.
Like to be all creative with her. Plus, not to mention if it's rock and roll, you know. Hard to like have your wife on stage with you when you're playing rock and roll, because you know
when you're singing a song about how much she's a bitch.
totally.
Yeah, well, luckily, you know, pretty much this band is Cheyenne singing how much you're a bitch. So
yeah, no, there are a lot of songs about how much I suck.
No,
yeah.
And how much she loves you.
Oh,
so it's adorable.
I don't believe
that's my word for it.
One
it's
bit.
Just adorable, dude.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
See, that's my wife.
That's so rad.
Be like a Fleetwood Mac fucking heart disaster.
Totally.
That's rad, dude.
You know, like it.
You said it, not anybody.
But we got 8 songs. We'll play
with
you guys.
Nice.
Awesome.
We 8 right now. So.
Hey, it'll be that's a
presents
good,
already
that's
played
a good
with
quick
twice.
Night. People, it's a pre-party show. You know,
right.
You've got 8 songs. You guys have 8 songs.
We're trying to get a show together. We're trying to get a show going with the Shames.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You know, they want to do something in November.
Friends of the show.
Are you guys down for Mary Anarchy first weekend
in
December?
Yes, for sure.
Totally. Cool.
For sure.
Cool.
Have you decided on
either
that
Friday
date?
Or Saturday? It's the 2nd and 3rd of December.
Okay, cool. Just before my birthday.
Yeah, before a bunch of birthdays.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Especially in Jesus Christ's birthday.
Yeah, right before Jesus.
Yeah.
Like 23 days.
Always forget
about
that
him.
One.
Never forget about JC.
Well, no, because nowadays I don't think, December 24th, it's Christmas Eve. That means it's Eric Foreman's birthday. Right. I don't think about Jesus. I think about Eric Foreman and the Messiah he is to me.
Sure. Who wouldn't?
Right. And he's got such a cute little bum.
Oh, what?
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 Everyone's a little bit right.
Hey.
Everybody's a little bit right.
Do you guys like art?
I like art.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm just going to change topics here. But
From Eric's bum?
Yeah, to, well.
I hate getting off Eric's bum.
Greg Allen. He has an art opening this week.
Oh, nice. Good. Good
Java plan. Vino, a bunch of new paintings. What time did I write that down as? 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday.
Badass.
So hopefully this will be out a couple days in advance. Anybody who listens to this in time, please go check it out. Greg is, he's one of the finest painters in town, if not the best.
He's
professional
my favorite
artist.
Like,
yeah,
it's pretty much my favorite.
And he's a cool dude to hang out with. Like that doesn't hurt.
I just went to my friend's house the other day I hadn't seen in years, and bam, right there is a brand new. Well, it was new to me. I'd never seen this Greg Allen before.
Yeah.
Of like, it's like Nevada desert. So just black and white, and then like a crashed air balloon or zeppelin or something crashed on the ground, and it's like out at some old ass air races back in the day in Nevada,
right.
Or something.
Probably.
It was amazing though. And then a couple other landscapes, like he did a real long stretchy one. And anyway, it was really cool to see his paintings, you know, when you just go randomly.
That translates real well, Nick.
You go randomly. It was, yeah, the colors, you know what I'm saying with my hands, the colors.
Hey, did you see his Hitler Bush thing?
Totally.
That was fucking totally gnarly.
Does that one have the Disney ears on it?
I don't
the Hitler
so.
Fucking
No,
Disney
he did
ears?
Hitler
yeah.
Mouse, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he did Mickey Mouse with one eye and one ear.
Nice.
He's funny too. You know, he does really beautiful things about Nevada, or even I've seen some. Like he did some in Austin too, right?
I've seen him do beautiful things with truck tires. So
Oh, totally. Yeah. Some of my favorites are like the roads, the pictures he does of like roads in Nevada.
Yeah,
which is. Yeah, that's why I live here.
Anyway, future guest Greg Allen, we got
to
get him.
Yeah, totally. We've been talking to him on and off for a while. So, hi, Greg. You're not listening.
Hola.
So,
or maybe he's one of our lucky 8.
Yeah, he might be in there.
So
I don't know if he's very computer. No, he does on the computer all the time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him on Facebook all the time. Anyway.
He's acclimatized.
So, you know, we got a long way to go for the music segments in this.
Songs.
Let's play some more songs.
Which one?
Okay.
What do you want to play?
And then I think you know what it's time for. It's time to bring the whole group in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then we'll do that. But I was wondering, can you guys do like a double shot since we're set up?
Yeah.
Do you have to go in and out?
Sure.
Totally. Do a couple songs in a row.
Okay.
So in between, we'll stop and clap.
Thank you.
There you go. So now they're going to go.
Moving back into band mode. We wouldn't just stop the show to record. We just like make everybody run around while we're still recording.
Yeah.
And the poor listener at home is just
like, what the fuck?
We're going to have to listen to that?
Jeez.
This is as organized as always and tight like a drum and well-greased oily finger up the...
It's because I'm lazy and I don't want to...
Finger hole.
...edit later.
That's right. We didn't say recorded in the recent past and produced.
Yeah, this is just
live
podcasting
from the
live.
Recent past.
Live. One shot takes people. This is how a pro does it. A real pro.
So if we were really on the radio, we'd have to do it this way. You
know? Ooh.
Nice.
Cool. Gunner's Daughter.
Actual entertainment.
Okay, this song's called The Stupid Things You Do. It's about some stupid fucking person I know.
I hate them.
Well, I've had better days than this. Better conversations with my dog than this. But buddy, if you don't like all the things that I'm saying, baby, well maybe, well baby, you better stay away from my lips. Well, I've had better jails than this. Rather get thrown in a hole than this. But if you don't like all the things that I'm talking about, well, maybe my mouth will be able to stay away from my lips. Cause I love you more when I'm passed out on the floor. And it's a shame, baby, cause I always come back for more. And it's sad, but it's true that I really do love you. But I'm worried, babe, the things that you do. Days in this. Rather get punched in the face in this. But if you don't like all the things that I'm saying, baby, well maybe, babe, you better stay away from my lips. Cause I love you more when I'm passed out on the floor. And it's a shame, baby, cause I always come back for more. It's sad, but it's true that I really do love you. But I'm worried, baby, about the stupid things that you do. All right.
Fucking rad.
Thank you.
Damn. Can you hear the snare now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Is something else wrong?
Yeah, no, nothing's wrong.
Okay, good.
Nothing's wrong.
Is it like I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop?
No.
Like, yeah, and you're an ass, Rick. We hate
What do you want to play, Loring?
Something I don't fuck up.
Please.
It's all right. It's just forever.
It's rock and roll. It's all right.
It's just the internet. It's just forever.
Don't be nervous. Remember, everything depends on this.
Are you sure you don't want to do Tallahassee? That sure is a fucking fun one, man.
No. Ooh.
Want to do that?
All right.
No? All right. Are you all right or all right?
Let's do you're like me.
You like me? Okay.
Got it. Okay.
She said that she was okay at the ending of the day with the things that she gave away. And she said, don't be uptight, it's young and it's the night, just stand there in the way. 'Cause I can't see that you're like me, and I can't tell that you're lonely. And she said, don't be upset, there's nothing I regret, and there's nothing I will not say. But remember to speak well of the things that I would not tell when I have gone away. 'Cause I can't see that you're like me, and I can't tell that you're lonely. Say. Then the night turned cold and chill, and the thinking of it still, of the nights that it went away. All right. 'Cause I can't see that you're like me, and I can't tell that you're lonely.
You got some fast fingers, Tyson. It's bitching. It's great to hear Scott playing, you know. Haven't heard him in a while until Gunners came out. That was exciting.
Yeah, he plays really well, man.
When I don't fuck up.
We really love him.
As long as he doesn't fuck up, that's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't fuck that one up at all, I don't think.
No, that was tight.
I didn't hear
really
no fuck
tight.
Up.
I almost lost a stick. I heard some shit.
I just like his voice off in the distance like that.
I like him better that way.
Yeah, just stay out there, man.
I will, man. Fuck you guys.
No, you gotta come in for this part.
He's more comfortable out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we need you in here. I need you, Scotty.
Should you have a commercial?
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? This next segment, our worst little quiz in the world, is brought to you by our fabulous sponsors,
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Stingray Tattoo at 902 South Wells, specializing in large-scale custom tattoos, body piercings, walk-ins, and free consultations available.
Stingray.
Yeah. Way to step on me, Rick.
I'm sorry.
But it actually, I think it's synced up with my voice.
I like stepping on you. I'll fix it in post and people will be like, what's he talking about?
What is
he?
Right.
Why is he always complaining?
You wouldn't tell people about stepping on me. That was just that one time with the safe word.
So cool.
Oh.
That one time camping.
No rules. Pretend we're in a faraway place.
Shh, just let it happen, Roy. That's the only thing I remember hearing all night long.
Oh my god.
Let's all think real hard.
So yeah, we're missing a couple members of the band here.
Oh, they just took off.
Come on, boys.
Yeah, they left.
Damn.
So now we're
one of them's coming here.
I'm keeping the equipment.
Little bathroom break, huh?
Yeah, keep the equipment. Fuck those guys.
Normally we can all pee when the CD's playing.
They're all rich.
Who?
These guys. Yeah. Oh, we'll just steal their equipment. Fuck them.
Yeah.
My daughter needs a new drum set.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She want my Gretsch? I'll just give it to her.
You got a drum set?
She seems nice.
Yeah. Perfect. You got an extra one?
I need one of those.
You would, like, you use your extra one. We'll take that.
Well, I'm using my extra one at home. Oh, it's actually Jake's. The fucked up thing about this band is I'm in a band with three drummers.
Wow.
So, yeah. Kind of weird. And
you're the best of them, though.
A little bit creepy. I don't know, dude. It's pretty epic, dude. Come on. She'd hear this fucking guy play the piano. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Are you a prince over here? You know every. How
he's
to
a
play
fucking
everything.
Renaissance man, is no. what he is.
I taught myself how to play piano while I was
writing my novel. Are you really?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Wow. Really?
You know, do you play basketball and make pancakes?
I do. I do play basketball.
Did you find a drug like in that movie Limitless?
Oh, man. Boys, now, listen. Some of us are just gifted and talented, motherfucker.
Yeah. And don't waste their time. Man.
And some of us aren't.
And some of us do podcasts.
Right.
The podcast is sweet as pie, man. It's really fucking cool.
You guys are having fun?
Oh, well, I think so for now.
I think it's rad.
All right, well.
But now it's time.
Time to get serious.
You just called me a prince, though, bro, and I don't know about that.
That's nice, dude. It's a term of endearment.
I love Prince. I would go see Prince live.
Oh, God.
I would see Prince live.
It's totally. a little purple fucking ripper, dude. Have you heard that guy's guitar solo?
I don't even care. I hate that guy.
Not even, dude. That guy's
He's a
awesome.
Genius musician. He really is.
So was Liberace, dude. You know?
Aww.
Yeah, speaking of piano.
Hey, Liberace was a river, though, but still, don't want to.
I would go see Princeland or whatever you would call it. I would not go to Liberace Island or whatever they call that.
Yes, it's an island. It's like Fantasy Island.
No, it's a museum in Vegas. One of those houses converted. What happened?
What do you mean? What happened? What is it time for?
I was talking over the music. Keep playing it.
Oh,
jeez,
this show is fun.
You'd think some people would be a little more professional about their jobs. Anyway, gentlemen, welcome to the worst little quiz in the world. Where I'm going to ask you a series of questions that you may or may not want to answer in front of a not live studio audience. I have a bunch of new questions.
Ooh, yay.
New ones.
New questions. But I'm going to start you off with some of my personal favorites of the old standards. Tyson, your lover, your mother, or your brother, you're trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
And who is it again?
Lover, mother, or brother.
Lover, mother, or brother.
They could be the same person.
I'm keeping the one around that I can fuck, so the lover's going last. I'm going to say mother. brother.
Brother, well, because if you're keeping the people you could fuck,
that's
keeping
the thing.
Your mother
I'm on a
around.
Desert island, I at least got to have some. What can mama do for me? She's old. What can brother do for me? Well, brother could help me kill stuff and get stuff to eat.
Yeah, but
no more brother night, bro.
He'd want to fuck your lover, though.
Yeah. Thing is, what am I going to do? Yeah. Fuck my brother? A year later, what happens? You're just gay for the stay on that island forever with your brother? Fucking
shit. Gnarly question, man.
That was a gnarly answer to that question. Scotty, same question to you.
Wow. I probably...
You got a wife at home, dude. You better watch it.
Yeah, probably eat my
brother.
Well,
the wife would be the lover.
Probably my brother.
That's Ian.
For sure.
Your brother?
Yeah, he'd feed us for a long time. He's tall. You know, so.
Tall, lanky?
Yeah.
Yeah, meat on his bones?
Yeah. I'd try to record with him, though, first. And then, you know.
On the desert island.
And, totally.
And then once
with,
you
like,
got
shells
the
and
fully,
shit.
You hit the fully mastered shell. Right. And then smash it over his head.
We'd record it on sand. And then I would eat him.
Jake.
Yeah.
Same question to you.
Yeah, it'd have to be my brother, obviously.
And brother as well.
I mean, can't do it to my wife. And then... I love my mom.
Can't eat
so.
Your mom, dude.
Yeah, can't eat
it's
your
mom.
Dude, so.
Right.
Definitely, brother.
All right. All right. Good answers. Good answers all.
Strong.
Jake, where'd you lose your virginity?
At my
I guess it'd be my parents' house.
Nice.
You know, where I grew up. I think I was
in the home as a
in the home
be.
In my bedroom.
Nice.
My mom was there.
Healthy.
Not in the room, but
coaching, yeah. Giving pointers.
You know, they didn't care. You know, bring the girlfriend over, go in there, lock the door, and pretty normal.
Oh, you had cool parents. Well, and look what happened.
Yeah, it was very unexciting, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty
a bad answer though.
Did you feel like you needed a shower afterwards?
No, I'm not. I like, no. The sweaty, stinky is fine with me.
Booyah.
Scott, where did you be deflowered?
I was deflowered in my parents' home as well. Yeah. In my room, in my bed.
Okay, again, just pretty...
Pretty standard.
You guys are little whores.
Right.
That's how I think of them.
But, it was frowned upon. As far as my parents.
Did you get caught?
No, I didn't get caught, but my mom found rubbers.
Oh.
Wrappers.
At least you were using them, dude. She should have been.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
On one hand, but good job.
Right.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Certainly.
So. And the Tyson, any rock star setting for yourself?
No. In fact,
your bedroom?
I can tell you the first thing to ever take one of my loads was a Kirby vacuum cleaner, dude.
That's so nice.
Wow.
Seriously.
You should have told fucking anyone that, dude.
So here's the thing. Wow.
This man knows how to answer a question.
It was a tube, and you would just stick it in there, and there was these two holes in the side that would vibrate it. So, and I don't
think for a year I even knew that I had, dude.
I don't even know that I knew that I had semen, man, because every time I busted a nut, that shit was gone. That Kirby was a swallower.
Wow. Why isn't this working anymore?
I think the first, that's probably why it took me so long to have sex with my first human. I think I was like 17.
You're into the machines.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you don't feel like a vacuum cleaner.
Every time I vacuum, I smell teenage jizz.
Oh, Kirby. You're insatiable.
I know you're only 3 years old, but it's okay.
Those things are that's there.
Good answer. You get 150 points for that one. Yeah. moving on to the new questions. We'll start with you, Tyson. How do you like your porn? Magazine, VHS, DVD, or internet?
I've been going imagination lately, dude. I'm going to have to go with
imagination.
Because
okay,
I've been getting fucking burned out, dude, on getting desensitized. And, like, every scene is the same. Nothing can give me the most rotten, dirty, fucking weird scene ever than my own brain.
It's something you might kind of half remember.
Yeah, and you can throw anybody into that scene that you want. Anyone. People you see, you know, it's crazy. You can change it up and make it personalized. Can't do that with a mag, you know?
Good, true. Good answer. Good answer there. Scotty?
I'd say imagination as well, except I do have a hankering for masturbating to pictures of dogs.
Dogs?
Negative.
Just kidding. It's from a movie.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to be funny, dude. It's from...
keep trying.
CB.
So your wife listens to this, eh?
No, she. CB4? I don't think she has. Actually.
Oh, okay. That was just kind of a safe answer there.
Sure.
Yeah. Jake,
I'm definitely an internet guy.
Endless
supply, and my wife's probably going to be pissed because she doesn't think I use her computer for that.
As long as you know how to delete that browsing history.
Do you masturbate when
she'll
she's
know. She's got to know.
I have a secret browser on the computer.
Yeah.
So when the memory of it's just full of all my internet porn, that she doesn't even know that browser's on the computer.
Endless supply of fresh porn.
But the thing is, why?
I don't pay for it. I get all the free stuff.
The porn browser, it's so dirty.
Well, it's no different than a sock.
Or a vacuum
cleaner. It's quite a bit cleaner. The vacuum cleaner. I'm still fucking shaking. Shaking by that, dude.
Special
wow,
release.
That sucked.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm surprised the Kirby story is so, like...
sexually.
I think it's awesome. You're thumbs up in my book.
Jesus, kids do weird shit. What are you going to do? You know, some kids let dogs lick their dicks. I never went that far.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
At least it was a non-consenting
machine.
What?
Next question.
I never let a dog lick me. What?
They love it.
Doing them a favor.
That's fucking gnarly.
Bag.
It's not about sex, dog. It's about trust.
What is your favorite category?
Oh, girl, dude, for sure. Usually older lipstick, like taken down, like a younger lipstick that like just needs to be trained and sort of maybe even like just dominated a little bit. Maybe even almost slightly forced. Something nice about girl shit. I can't masturbate to any balls. Like, I don't want balls. I just want pussies.
Same question to ye.
I'm total meat and potatoes guy, like girl, boy. You know, I'm boring. I just like
standard.
Yeah, totally.
So if you're watching porn and you like, you know, you're watching a dude's dick, does that mean you like part gay? If you got a Woody,
it does, and it happens all the time. So,
all right, good answer.
And you're a bear, dude. That's brutal. Better than a ferret, though.
Jake.
Lately, I think I've been into the Asian the most, just because they're
Asian invasion.
Do you have a rotating?
They're less groomed. You know, I'm not into the shaven. I like natural, and Asians seem to be
pretty
natural.
Like the wild and woolly.
Jake's on the match.
70s, anything vintage,
like all the Joy of Sex illustrations, totally. Where it's just all like flowing.
The dirty
absolutely,
shit.
matted hippie hair.
Got Bush.
Natural.
Well, yellow fever's been going around.
I think I have
that's
SARS.
That's the 70s. That's back when bitches had BO still.
And we loved it.
Totally. Fuck it.
Right.
Maybe some. Has playing music gotten you action?
Oh, the wrong kind, though. Like drama action.
Ah, crazies.
Yeah, dude. Totally.
Yeah. All right. A caveat out there to all you junior rockers listening to the podcast.
You know, I'm not sure. Maybe.
That's
really
a yes.
I don't know.
I don't want to admit this.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I'm definitely sure. No.
No. Playing music has not gotten you action.
No. Don't believe the hype.
Dude, just acting like a rock star and being a poet has gotten me action. Nice. You guys have the actual instruments. You're saying music has never gotten you action.
Music has gotten me action for sure.
Just the crazy. Crazy action.
All
lame. That's all right, though.
Fucking mean.
Those are the fun ones.
Those actually are the fun ones, dude. I became addicted to drama recently and got way too much. I OD'd on it, dude.
I think my wife married me because I'm a drummer. That's part of the reason. You know?
Well, there you go. See, there's a happy ending from it.
Yeah.
And now, in just a general sense, what's your favorite category?
Of
anything. What's your favorite category?
Of just things to talk, subjects things. To talk about.
What's your favorite category of things?
Music, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. Yeah. That's all we talk about.
Music or sex?
And drama.
I love drama.
Don't forget the drama.
I will talk. I can tell you drama. I tell these dudes stories that are just their epics of drama. High drama.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more question, and then feel free to launch into a story of epic drama.
I guess I could change.
Nobody listens to us. It's okay.
Good.
I have a couple questions, too, before you're done.
Okay. And in all of history, who would you fight?
Oh. That's a good question.
It's straight out of Fight Club. In all of history, who would you fight?
Who do I really fucking can't stand? Okay, it's got to be an actor or something. Like one guy, like Mark Ruffalo or something maybe, but he would probably kick my fucking ass. So.
Who's Mark Ruffalo? I have no idea.
Is that his name? Fuck it.
Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I don't like that guy's face at all, dude. Mark? No.
I hate his face.
I do. I really do. But really, who are you going to fight?
Who is he?
I would fight Hogarth for making Iron Giant a pussy.
Wow, Hogarth. Yeah. Okay. I like your.
I don't know.
Yeah, you get a couple hundred.
Cartoon
points
land.
For that one. I'm with you though. Yeah.
Right. I can't think of anything right now.
He's a Buddhist, man.
I'm a pretty non-violent person.
Would you fight Apollo Creed or Rocky?
No.
You have to pick one person to fight.
To think.
Like, I mean, anybody torture you in grade school, and like, no. Hopefully they're a cripple now, and it would be an easy fight.
Yikes!
I'm definitely looking for an easy fight. I know.
How about Pippi Longstocking? Knock that bitch out.
Really? I thought I would totally hang out with.
How about
Pippi
Punky Brewster? What a fucking little twit.
What about? Yeah. What about the? You know who I'd
original
be
frat
shit
television.
Out of?
It's fucked up to beat up a kid though.
The robot. What about the robot girl from Small Wonder?
I told you, it's the hell out of her.
Score. Oh, what you was know? Her name? What her. Was her name? Freaking.
Thank
the
you.
Name. That show was awesome.
No. So terrible. Just wretched.
He wretched touched me show. There.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was my last question.
Okay.
Nick, you got a couple more.
Well, we got my favorite questions of the thing. All right. And I'm pretty sure I know Scott's answer, but. Beatles or Elvis?
Oh, yeah.
That's easy,
Beatles,
I think,
for
all
sure.
of us.
Beatles?
Beatles. Oh. Beatles.
Unanimous? Yeah. Okay. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols.
Me too, yeah.
There you
Sex
go.
Sex Pistols are more consistent.
You guys belong together.
Yeah. Musically, yeah, you agree.
And you know, for that, you get an even 100 points.
But all, you know what? I had
board.
To hone up on my Rolling Stones songs because these guys are totally into the Stones. As well as the Beatles.
Well,
because
that is kind of the addendum to the Beatles or Elvis
Beatles
question.
Beatles Stones.
Right.
Or that, yeah. then the winner versus the Stones.
Because I think
Stones,
the Stones are better than both. Frankly.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm going to have to go Stones.
That's some clarity there.
Hey, look,
really?
Stones is rock
I'll
and roll and it's dirty.
The
Beatles
Stones.
Aren't dirty.
You're still a Beatles guy over the Stones, Jake?
There's more.
They are dirtier,
they just did
for
more,
sure.
It seems like. Stones kind of stayed in their little groove. And
seriously,
the Beatles.
Though, but look at
change everything.
Look at Sticky Fingers.
But
man.
Look at
1988's
awesome album Steel Wheels.
Right. Yeah, but what were the? I'm sure the Beatles
really
cranked out some
envelope.
Pretty shitty records in the
yeah,
80s
they were
too.
Smart.
Oh
they
yeah,
stopped.
No, were the Beatles still around? They would have put out some absolute crap right now. Not even just the John and Yoko stuff.
Well,
but
don't you
like,
think
real crap?
Don't you think early Stones kicks early Beatles ass, but late Beatles kicks late Stones ass?
Well, how late are we talking? We're talking early mid 70s. No,
I want to stretch out the entire career. And that's
look,
not fair because the Beatles died.
Well, I would say like look,
the Stones died in like 1980 though.
It wasn't much later.
10 years later.
But when the Beatles at their height before they're done, it's like 69, 70 or whatever. The fucking Stones haven't even made Exile on Main Street or Sticky Fingers or anything. I mean as good as they've sort of gotten at that point, I think is Beggar's Banquet, which is awesome. But. You know, the whole Stones tour de force comes like a year or two later after the Beatles already disbanded. So I got to go.
Yeah.
Plus the Stones are fucking. Look, the Beatles are kind of all kinds of stuff, and I love the guys. They're great, but the fucking Stones like are the epitome of like rock and roll, like rock and roll style, rock and roll attitude, the true one. It really just comes from the fucking Stones. It really comes from those guys.
Wow.
I think.
Wow. And there's your answer.
Very good. Passionate. I liked it.
Totally.
Give him some points for that.
Yeah. Well, give him a bonus.
Give him a phone ding.
Is passionate
right.
Way okay,
by request.
And what's the score?
Oh, right. I should have been adding all that. Let's see. There's 400. Mm,
over the square root of...
Magic pants, magic dance.
Come on, Roy.
Okay. With 275 points, Jake is bringing up the rear.
Oh, you suck.
As a bass
in the rear with the gear.
Yeah, the bass player gets no love.
And then it was a very tight race, but our runner up with 400 points is the Bongoloid, Scott Loring.
I knew that.
And with 450 points is the band leader.
Was it the Kirby
story?
There
was no way that you were going to lose
Kirby
that
story,
Kirby story.
Dude. Yeah, yeah. No. So
way.
That sealed the deal right there.
Shaken up about
it. Or did it seal the meal that the Kirby.
Did your mom totally like was onto you when she would do chores on Sunday? Just be like, oh, fuck.
No way! Because usually she'd have me vacuum, and I'd be like, totally, I will. Are you going to the store?
Did you ever notice that it didn't
vacuum my dick?
Yeah, you are.
Dude, when people vacuum, do you get a chub?
No, not at all. Like I was never attracted to the vacuum. Life. I was attracted to the weird feeling the vacuum gave me. Like
but it's not. It's not like the sound of running water makes you need to pee. The
not
sound
at all.
Of a vacuum cleaner
sound
gets
of a
you
vacuum
a little hard.
Seems like total drudgery. But when I think back, there's two things that remind me of adolescent masturbation. It's the Kirby and the smell of Noxzema.
Sure. No, is that was your
that was my first lube
of choice?
That was my first lube.
Wow,
just found it. It was like a random thing. I found
that's
it
a bright, crisp feeling.
And not too much smells. Even to this day, if I smell the shit, it's weird.
Does
it
that
makes
give
me
you
wonder,
a stiffy?
It like brings back the crazy memory of, am I weird because I'm doing this to myself? Oh, fuck, I'm way past that. I'm way past that now. Yeah. Fucking Noxzema. Do they even make that shit anymore? I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they make Noxzema.
It's the kind of shit, though, the consistency is such to where you don't know where the load begins and the Noxzema ends.
Sure.
Sure. So it's really kind of a weird thing. You got to make
Thanks
sure you
get painting
all of it
that
off.
Picture, bro. Yeah. Yeah. That was nice.
That's what you get.
Yep.
Quite a big one.
This has been a dirty show so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, slightly.
Should it
slightly.
Not be so
you
dirty?
Know, you know, I oh, okay, I'm going to bring
We like it dirty.
I'm going to bring up something, just toss it out to you guys here. You may or may not know what I'm talking about. But recently, somebody disputed with me that Eggs Danny Thomas style was any different than a Cleveland steamer.
What the fuck is even... either of those?
What's
guys?
A Cleveland okay. steamer? Because I know Eggs Danny Thomas style.
Those are sex moves.
Really? We wanna, yeah. You guys want to go
no, I
to
don't
shitland?
I know. Really
totally not,
go
dude.
There. I don't really want to go there. Oh. I was just kind of segueing off of you.
Nice.
No, actually, where I want to go is really shitland, and let's hear some more shit.
Yeah, some more music.
One more okay. song. One
let's
more song.
Music land.
Okay, let's do Tale of Two Centers.
Last song, then we'll close the show. Say goodbye.
Should,
and cool.
should they do two or one?
Yeah, double them up, man. That was yeah. nice
yeah.
when you did
yeah.
two.
Yeah,
because you set up,
you
set
guys
up
are
the
down
drums.
For it.
Let's do it.
Who's going to pee?
And then at the end of this, you guys have a live CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're going to come back and record.
Yeah, woo! That sounds yeah. good.
I love
yeah.
that, Rick.
And any other bands listening to this who might be interested in recording, right. please no. get a hold of no.
No, don't.
Yeah, if you're interested oh, no. in recording no, next year.
Yeah,
next
yeah, exactly. year. Yeah, in 2000 next year being
January.
2013. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got to get in with Rick now cuz
slots like, are going yeah, fast.
I'm 2 months out booked all the time. So.
Nice.
All of Rick's
that's
slots
why,
are
that's
filled.
That's why I never pushed the studio
time.
On the podcast.
Yeah, oh, I'm not
filled.
Supposed to do that? Okay.
No, you can. I appreciate it.
Jesus.
Once in a while.
To, trying
not
to help
show,
out
but
my bud.
Yeah, I love because I love recording. I want to run out, but I never seem to run out. It always just keeps coming to the house.
Sexually.
Right.
Sexually.
So what's after?
So, right.
These guys are going to warm up a second, me and Rory.
We're going to watch them be all bandy.
Tale of Two Sinners and what else? What do you think, Jacob?
Hey, was the bass guitar way quieter that last time? Like a knob was down somewhere?
No, it was...
Okay,
my
just checking.
Same.
Okay, I love it.
Cool. Worst little podcast, the technical show. That's it. Peek behind the curtain. We didn't edit any of this.
So what do you guys want to do before that?
I'm game for whatever.
I think you're the decisive one.
Yeah, there's Tallahassee.
Let's do Tallahassee. As long as I can hear you good, Scott. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that, Dan.
He's all quiet.
That sounds good.
Whoa. You want to do Tallahassee first?
Yeah. Well, we ain't doing Tale of Two Sinners first, are we?
No, let's do Tallahassee first. You ready?
Are you ready
to hear my shit?
Gunner's daughter.
Or do you want to do the beginning? To the beginning, it just seems less like
decisively indecisive.
Okay, listen to my count off, all right?
So, wait, hold on. This is an instrumental. Ready?
One, two, three.
Oh, whoa.
Gunner's daughter, take two.
Can't learn to love from afar, well then you'll better not love at all, because it's bound to be your downfall. Put down that phone, babe, don't make that call. Back, 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 back to your man. You ain't never gonna understand. He needs love with the back of his hand. You ain't never gonna make no stand. Never get up from your knees till you learn to live within your means. 'Cause you're so in love with all your things, but suffering is all the thin things bring. That's right. Back, 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 back to the streets. If you don't learn to be more discreet, sit back down and you will lose your seat. Shut your mouth before you try the heat. You need till you learn to live with your conceit. It's just standing in the rain and the sleet without the sense to know that you've been beat. Well, that's right. Well, back, 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 back to that time when you had yours and baby I had mine. Well, back on that time when the sun did shine, though we fell into a life of crime.
You guys, man, it's been a fun episode.
For sure.
A little discombobulated in my part, but
discombobulated.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes I can get words out of my mouth, right? But you know, but the music has been awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for having us. It's awesome. Sure, it's fun.
So nice.
And before we go, I do want to just give a couple thank you guys. I want to make sure we thank the Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine again.
Fucking rocks.
I want to thank Reno for being awesome.
Yeah, me too. Amen. Good job, guys.
Don't forget to check out Stingray Tattoo and Greg Allen's art opening at Java Vino on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Nick?
This Friday, the Dirty Spelling Bee at Jub Jub's.
Yes, thank you.
And right after that, you want to go over to the Foxy Olive for Eric Foreman and Jeff Dunn.
We love you, Eric.
For the first Fridays at the Foxy.
And
we
Jeff
love you,
Dunn.
Jeff, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love both of them.
Yes. Future guests, which also hopefully we could get the Gunner's Daughter Big Remote present show.
Oh.
I think that's in the works.
That'd be a really good show.
I think that's in the works. So
one more thing too before we go.
Oh yeah, let's get some plugs in.
There's no plug. The only plug is I didn't really have sex with the Kirby man. I made that shit up.
I got to take some of those points away now.
I'm just
Scott wins. Scott wins.
Thank you. My forfeit.
What did I say?
Make that shit up? You just can't.
Plugs again, plugs again. You're on Facebook as The Gunner's Daughter.
The Gunner's Daughter.
And what was your email again?
Tyson Vlahovic at ATT.com.
All right, so check that out for all
you're
your
blowing up.
All your writing and rock star news for The Gunner's Daughter. This has been another lovely episode for Nick Ramirez, Rick Spagnola, Josh Martin, and all of us here at the Worst Little Podcast. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and good night, ladies.
Don't interrupt me.
Sorry, dude.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I hope you're ready for your little debutante party in hell.
Backwater Studios.